Welcome, Eagle FM listeners, to another edition of the Eagle Sports Zone. As always, I am your host, Hende. I will be with you until the hours of 8 p.m. We are coming to you live from the capital, as per usual, here on Eagle FM, your number one talk radio station. And today, on the Eagle Sports Zone, which is Eagle FM's in-house sports program, where we discuss all things sports. You know, as I usually say on the Eagle Sports Zone, we like to cover the things that happen behind the scenes, things that make what we see on the field possible. Right? So that goes from your sports marketing, your sports psychology, sports infrastructure, sports development, sports governance. All those great, interesting topics is what we discuss here on the Eagle Sports Zone. And today will be another edition of our Region 5 talk, where we're talking all things Region 5. The Region 5, the AUSC, that is the African Union Sport Council, Region 5 being essentially SADC, Southern Africa. Region 5 Youth Games came to a conclusion this evening, or this afternoon rather, with the closing ceremony having just taken place at the Independence Stadium. Namibia was host of the 11th edition of these games. We'll get into some of the results in just a moment here. We'll hear some of the speeches that took place at the closing ceremony, and we'll continue to discuss all things AUSC Region 5 Youth Games. As always, you can join the conversation in the studio by dialing 0832 888 401. That is the number in our Vintook studio. That is 0832 888 401. You can call in any questions, comments, concerns, opinions on anything sport related. We will accommodate you as best as we can. Now, as usual, I must remind you that if you have a mobile device, there's some applications I need you to download. The first one being, that is the Eagle FM mobile application, free to download on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Simply type in Eagle FM Namibia and you will gain access to your favorite Eagle FM programs wherever you are in the entire world. So you don't have to be in Namibia to listen to your number one talk radio station, your number one Namibian talk radio station, that is Eagle FM Namibia. You can listen to us from South Africa, you can listen to us from Angola, you can listen to us from China. You can listen to us from Brazil. You can listen to us from Iceland. You can listen to us from India. Wherever you are in the world, as long as you are connected to the internet, you can tune in to Eagle FM Namibia. That is via our mobile application as well as our website. That is www.eaglefm.com.na. And if for whatever reason you weren't able to tune in live to your favorite program, maybe you weren't able to tune into Unpacking the Day, that was on Friday. You weren't able to tune into Mind the Gap from last week. You weren't able to tune into The Home Run. Whatever it is that is your favorite program, if you weren't able to tune in live, fear not. We have a solution for you here at Eagle FM. Simply go into the podcast section, whether that's on the mobile application or the website. Type in whichever show it is you're looking for and scroll through the catalog of programs. If you want to listen to the interview we had with the African Union Sports Council Region 5 CEO, that is Mr. Stanley Mutoya, that we had last week on the show. If you missed it, fear not. Simply go to the podcast section, type in Eagle Sports Zone, and the episode will come up for you, and you can tune into the full interview at your earliest convenience. Now, another application that you need to download, if you haven't already, because I know most of you already have, is an app like no other. That is the Imba mobile application. This makes your life easier on so many fronts. Those of you that attend church, those of you that are, you know, it's almost wedding season, that are constantly attending weddings. If you're attending a baptism, whatever event you're going to where you are required to sing hymns, don't worry about packing your big heavy hymn books. You know, maybe you sing in multiple languages and you have to pack several hymn books. We have a solution for you. And that is the Imba mobile application. This is a collection of hymn books in the palm of your hand on your favorite device, the device that you're more than likely holding right now as we speak. That is your cell phone, your mobile device. Download this application on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Simply type in Imba. The app with a blue icon and a music note on it, free to download, costs you a total of $0 and 0 cents. You'll be able to download and access hymns from various denominations in various languages, whether that's English, Oshiwambo, Damarana, Maherero, Silozi, Portuguese, German, Afrikaans. They're all there. If the hymn exists, there's a 99.999% chance that it is in the Imba mobile application. Now, on the Imba mobile application, there has been a update to the available features. There's some new premium features for you in your favorite application. That includes features such as the hymn melodies, features such as being able to store all your favorite hymns in one section in the favorite tab. That's vacancy adverts, that's tender adverts. Several new features available for you, offered at the greatly affordable premium packages. You can sign on to be monthly subscribers. You can sign on to subscribe for 3 months, 6 months, or a full year subscription. Other options that you can purchase. Very affordable. Simply go in the Imba mobile app, click profile, and hit become a premium subscriber so you can access all the new great premium features. And on the Imba mobile app, as well as the Eagle FM mobile app, you will have encountered a digital display that is there for you to interact with. This display it rotates and has various pieces of content for you to interact with, whether that's vacancies, whether that's various reports, be it economic reports, be it your census reports, be it your labor statistics, be it there's things like the constitution on there. There's various pieces of information that will make you a more informed citizen. So here at Eagle Media House, not only are we reaching you through the airwaves, but we're also reaching you through your favorite device, that is your mobile device, giving you easy access to essentially everything it is that you need to know. Everything that will make you a smarter citizen, everything that will help you compete and participate economically in this not just great nation, great world of ours. As I said, we are international. You can listen to us anywhere in the world, on the go, however you like to listen. And tomorrow, seeing that tomorrow is Monday, means one thing, that none other than the Villager e-paper will be published. If you are not a subscriber to the Villager, all you have to do is send a WhatsApp message. Very important that it's a WhatsApp message and that you save the following number as a contact. But to become a subscriber of the Villager, again, costs you a total of $0 and 0 cents. Simply send a WhatsApp message, like I said, to 081-200-4144. That's 081-200-4144. Include your email address if you would like to receive it via email as well. But be sure to save the number as a contact so that on WhatsApp, you receive the paper every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday directly to your WhatsApp, bright and early, right before you wake up. And you will gain access to the latest in business, economics, agricultural, policy developments, technological, sporting news. Once again, helping you become a smarter citizen. And on the other side of this, we'll get into some of the some of the local sports news before we get into our Region 5 talk for the day. We will be back right after this short commercial break.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. If you are just now joining us, we are getting into some of the local sporting news. And we'll start, although it is local sports news, it's news that is happening abroad. And I'm talking about our national rugby team that is over in Uganda competing at the Rugby Africa Cup, where Namibia beat Algeria 21-7 in the semifinals of the Rugby Africa Cup. The winner of the Rugby Africa Cup, will gain automatic qualification to the 2027 Rugby World Cup that is happening in Australia. Namibia will face the winner of Zimbabwe and Kenya, who were playing this afternoon. Actually, that match should have concluded by now. And yes, it did. The Zimbabweans beat Kenya 29-23. So Namibia will go up against Zimbabwe in the final of the Rugby Africa Cup, as I said, for a chance to qualify for the 2027 Rugby World Cup, the all important goal for the rugby union. A lot of their efforts, a lot of their planning have gone in to making sure that the side qualifies for the World Cup. You know, the previous Rugby Africa Cup, we didn't win as we normally do. So the union and the team as a whole had to really come together and make sure that there are no slip-ups in this regard, especially considering that it is a World Cup qualification year. And so far, so good for the union and the national side. One more victory needed for the national team to secure that all-important qualification to the Rugby World Cup. And as I alluded to at the top of the show, if you missed our interview with the CEO of the Namibia Rugby Union, that is John Haynes, about maybe 3-4 weeks ago now, simply go onto the Eagle FM website, podcast section, and type in Eagle Sports Zone, and you'll be able to gain access to that interview where John revealed, he put things into context in terms of our performance. You know, we've been to 7 consecutive Rugby World Cups. We are yet to register a win at the Rugby World Cup. Also, I suffered some rather heavy defeats, unfortunately. But he put things into context, talking about the resources that are available to some of the nations that we face at the Rugby World Cup. You know, obviously your New Zealand's, your Australia's, your Italy's, your England's. You know, in rugby they're called Tier 1 nations. We are currently not a Tier 1 nation. You know, still have a long way to go before we can get there. But for those that are wondering, why do we perform the way we perform at the World Cup? It's obviously not for a lack of trying, not for a lack of effort, not for a lack of planning. But at some point, the discrepancies in resources, in overall just resources, shows itself on the field, as we see by some of the score lines that we see from our national side at the World Cup. But perhaps 2027, things will change. You know, as we know, one of our icons, Jacques Burger, is now the director over at the Union, director of rugby over at the Union. Someone who's played in the World Cups for Namibia, worn the shirt, knows what it's like, knows what it feels like to represent. He knows the weight of what it means to represent a nation at the World Cup. And as I said, I don't think many would argue to say that he's the best Namibian rugby player, or best player to come out of Namibia that played rugby. You know, he's played internationally, played professional rugby for many, many years, over in Europe, over in France, over in England. So perhaps with him at the helm, things will change on the World Cup front. But as we always say, time will tell. Moving on to some cricket news. The Capricorn Eagles, that is the women's side, women's national team, they played against the Cricket South Africa Women's Emerging Academy. They've had an ongoing series where they played 20 and 50 overs. They played 50 overs today, which was the last match of, I believe it was five fixtures. We'll confirm that in just a moment. But they beat the Eagles by 3 wickets this afternoon. And overall, this experience was just obviously get more match experience for the ladies, but prepare them for the T20 Africa Regional Qualifiers. And we actually had a great performance from one of the Eagles. That was the not just a great performance, excuse me. More than a great performance. This young woman made history, in fact. We are talking about Yasmin Khan, who is now the only Namibian woman to score a century, so to score 100, in a 50-over match. She managed to score 145 off 134. This was about 5 days ago. As I said, they did play a series. And it is also the highest individual score ever recorded by a Namibian woman in the 50-over format. So congratulations to our very own Yasmin Khan. Where she hit 15 fours and 5 sixes on her way to writing her name into the history books. So fantastic news coming there from our cricket ladies. And this series took place in Windhoek as well, obviously at the new FNB Namibia Cricket Ground. Speaking of FNB, the mountain bike school league took place on Saturday. That was here in Windhoek as well at the IJG Trails. And we caught up with one of the riders. And I'd just like us to take a brief listen. This fits into our theme of today, which is the Region 5 Youth Games. So here we had another youth speaking to Eagle FM at the FNB Mountain Bike School League. This was a 16-year-old JJ Hinju, who attends the Young Yonkers Academy. Let's take a brief listen to what he short interview, what he had to say, but just give some context into what this mountain bike school league is all about and the young people that it touches. And JJ, by the way, is part of the Physically Active Youth Program. That's an after-school program over in Katatura. So let's take a listen to young JJ.
The race was fine. Wasn't my best race. I had a crash, but overall, that's how cycling is. It was fine.
How long have you been cycling?
I've been cycling for 2 years now. I started last year.
What do you enjoy most about mountain biking?
I mostly enjoy the jumps, descents, and some treks.
Now, we're in the middle of this this mountain bike season. How's it going so far for you?
Yeah, it's going good. I mostly enjoy this race because it has a lot of descendings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To the other kids out there who aren't mountain biking, what do you have to say to them to join the sport?
Yeah, I would say they should put it in consideration. Most especially, it's just about the people you get to meet, the places you get to go, and it's all about coffee.
That is young JJ, apparently a coffee enjoyer. But you get the gist. You obviously couldn't see him there, but during that interview, he was smiling from ear to ear. So, the school league, the mountain bike school league, serving its purpose there, serving the youth. Keeping the youth busy, as he said, he's been riding now for 2 years. This is something he'll probably continue to do for the rest of his life. As biking is one of those sports that you can participate in regardless of your age. There's always various categories at racing events. So, sport being used as a transformative vehicle there. Now on to the Region 5 games. As I said, the closing ceremony took place this afternoon. And we're going to tune in to some of the speeches that took place at the Independence Stadium. And then we'll talk about... One thing I want to talk about is the performance of South Africa at these games. As always, you can join the conversation in the studio by dialing 083-288-401. That's 083-288-401. But for now, let's take a listen to Mr. Hamutumwa, president of the NOC, that's the Namibian Olympic Committee, and also part of the organizing committee for the Region 5 Youth Games. He was speaking at the closing ceremony that took place this afternoon.
These are men and women that cares for the future of our country.
São homens e mulheres que de facto têm zelo pelo futuro do nosso país.
No amount of words will substitute the great work that you have done for this country.
Não há quantidade de palavras que vai substituir a quantidade de trabalho que fizeram nesses dias.
May you continue with that spirit, because in that spirit there is courage and resilience.
Continue nesse espírito, porque nesse espírito há coragem e há resiliência.
We have a responsibility to make sure that we develop our youth through sport.
Temos responsabilidade de certificarmos-nos que podemos desenvolver a nossa juventude no desporto.
As Nelson Mandela once said,
como Nelson Mandela um dia teria dito,
when you reach the highest mountain,
quando vocês atingirem a montanha mais alta, o monte mais alto, o pico do monte,
you only have a few minutes to rest.
Só tem alguns minutos para descansar.
You look at the journey that you have traveled.
Olha para a jornada percorrida.
Get courage because the journey is still long.
Tenha coragem porque a jornada ainda é longa.
So the LOC, I thank you.
LOCs, eu agradeço-vos.
I thank you for your hard work and your commitment.
Agradeço-vos pelo trabalho árduo e por este comprometimento.
Please go and rest for a few minutes.
Pode ir e descansar por alguns minutos.
Because the struggle is long.
Porque a luta é longa.
I also want to thank the confederations.
Também quero agradecer às confederações.
You have organized good games.
Organizaram grandes jogos.
The games were excellent.
Jogos foram excelentes.
Competition was excellent.
A competição foi excelente.
We have raised the bars.
Nós levantamos o patamar.
We can now compete with the world.
Agora podemos competir com o mundo.
The world can learn from us.
O mundo pode aprender conosco.
We can also now host any games.
Nós estamos em condições de acolher qualquer tipo de jogos.
We might have made mistakes along the way.
Nós podemos acolher esses jogos.
But they do not substitute the great work that we have done.
Podemos não atingir este momento, mas não vão substituir o trabalho que fizemos.
Let us learn from the few mistakes that we have made.
Aprendamos com os poucos erros que cometemos.
Because Mozambique will be greater.
Porque Moçambique vai ser superior.
Thank you for your technical officials.
Muito obrigado pelos oficiais técnicos.
And all your main powers that were involved in the games.
E todo pessoal humano envolvido nos jogos.
Namibia is very grateful.
A Namíbia agradece.
To the volunteers.
Para os voluntários e voluntárias.
You are the heroes and heroines of these games.
Vocês são as heroínas e os heróis desse
Without
jogo.
Without you, this game would have not taken place.
Sem vocês, esse jogo nunca teria tido lugar.
Thank you very much for your dedication.
Muito obrigado pela vossa dedicação.
It is clear that Namibia has men and women.
Está claro que a Namíbia é composta por mulheres e homens.
That believes in the impossibility.
Que acreditam na impossibilidade.
Thank you for your hard work.
Muito obrigado pelo trabalho árduo.
At times the journey looked long.
Há momentos que a jornada parece interminável.
The nights were long.
Que as noites parecem intermináveis.
Sometimes we were thirsty.
E às vezes concede.
But that is the nature of the struggle.
Mas essa é a natureza da luta.
We have succeeded.
Nós tivemos sucesso.
To the Namibian people.
Para o povo da Namíbia.
We have delivered the games.
Nós conseguimos apresentar bem os jogos.
Meme Chongarero.
Sua Excelência Chongarero.
This is the team that you had put together.
Essa é a equipa que formou.
We want now to say.
Queremos agora dizer.
The games were here.
Os jogos aconteceram.
We have conquered.
Conquistamos.
And we have delivered.
E nós tivemos bom desempenho.
As Samora Machel would have said.
Como Samora Machel teria dito.
As the games are going to Mozambique.
Já que os jogos vão para Moçambique,
he would have advised us to say,
aconselham-nos a dizer,
a luta continua,
a luta continua,
a vitória é certa,
a vitória é certa.
Muito, gracias.
Thank Muito you. Obrigado.
Obrigado, obrigado. That was Dr. Hamutumwa speaking at the closing ceremony, accompanied, of course, by the Portuguese translator to accommodate all the Portuguese speakers at the games, which was another thing I hadn't really considered, is how much Portuguese is spoken in Region 5. You know, intuitively, you don't think it's Angola, but there's a few others that speak the language as well. So it's a multicultural region. Here it is, the Region 5. And for those that are interested, the football at the Region 5 Youth Games coincided with the Under-20 COSAFA Championships. That's girls and boys. On the boys' side, not really to anyone's surprise, South Africa won that one, winning the final 3-0 against Malawi, who, as I mentioned to the Region 5 CEO last week, have taken me by surprise by their spirit, by their enthusiasm, I should say. You know, they've, any sport that I covered during this week of the Region 5 games, the Malawi people were always smiling ear to ear, singing loudly, I might add. Every sport, no matter the result, always cheering on their team. That's the South African boys. They won that. And on the girls' side, the South Africa made the final, but they lost to Zambia, who have proven to have a strong, very strong women's football setup. They won the Under-17 COSAFA Championships that we hosted not too long ago, about a month or so ago, in preparations for these games. So now they won the Under-20 as well. The Senior Women's African Cup of Nations is actually taking place right now as we speak as well. And looking at their group, they're on 7 points. They're in a group with Morocco, Senegal, and DRC. So even on the senior women's side, they are still performing. So whatever is in the water there over in Zambia, the Copper Queens, as they call themselves, they continue to excel. They beat DRC yesterday 1-0. So over onto the knockouts. They will be back in action on Friday. Now let's see if they can make it three international titles on three different levels for the Copper Queens. On the men's side, as I said, South Africa won that one. Not too surprising, but something that did take my attention, and something that we'll dissect further during the week, and probably have something a bit more substantial for you on the next episode of the Eagle Sports Zone. But it's the dominance, the pure dominance. That's the best word I can use. Dominance of South Africa in really all the sports codes. There was 12 sports codes, excuse me, at the Region 5 games. So that's all the ones you can think of: football, tennis, table tennis, judo, karate, basketball, netball, volleyball, esports, swimming, athletics, and then you also had the Special Olympics. The Special Olympics and the Paralympics. And in every sport, honestly, South Africa was dominating. Pure dominance. Every final, there was at least one South African competing. I mean, I remember going to the judo finals. There was five categories or five classes. And South Africa picked up 2 gold and 3 bronze, if I'm not mistaken. And afterwards, their coach said, yeah, although, you know, we picked up 5 medals, but our goal was to come in and win 5 golds. 5 gold medals. And although they did end up picking up 5 medals, it wasn't gold medals, but still, after picking up 2 golds and 3 bronze, they still actually fell short of their goals. So that goes to show, and that's just one example of many that I could point to during these Region 5 youth games where South Africa just happened to display a level of superiority, a level of, in some cases, a level of professionalism, honestly, that I hadn't seen from the other teams. And that is a testament to the effort, to the investment that they've put in sports over the years. I mean, it's well documented. We don't have to go through the whole timeline there, but as we speak on here often, this investment has been paying dividend. And it's investment in the grassroots, in the developmental structures that is on display during times like this. You know, it's not an accident that your judo teams are performing well, your karate team is performing well, your table tennis team is performing well, your athletics are performing well, your football obviously is performing well. Every single sport, you're excelling. And it's because there's a wide investment into these infrastructures. And these translate obviously over onto the senior teams. This is now excluding other sports where South Africa excels in, you know, speaking mainly about now your rugby. There's no rugby at these games. Which actually, is something I have to look more into is the disciplines that are at the Region 5 youth games. I know this year was the first year that they introduced, they tried to introduce 3-on-3 basketball. It was the first year of the Special Olympics, so great in terms of inclusivity there. But I'm curious as to the other sports, for example, rugby. Perhaps rugby is a sport that's not widely played in the region, per se, like the other sports. But it would be interesting to hear what is the selection process for what sports are going to be in the Region 5 youth games. You know, I got to see countries like Lesotho play table tennis, your Eswatinis, your Mozambiques, your Malawis, all these different sports that, speaking for myself, now I normally don't see these nations participate in. So on a personal level, it was great to see. As I said, the excitement from the youth was always, was evident, was clear for anyone to see. It was tangible. No matter what the scoreline was. And emotion invoking sport was boxing. My word, boxing. The boxing was fantastic. I was there on the final day, which was yesterday, Saturday, where we, by the way, we had 6 Namibians contesting for gold. Unfortunately, none of them were able to secure the gold medal, but we had 6 Namibians in the finals. Let me just make sure I get their names for you. We had, Johannes Haungenya, Amber Chaningwa, Macmillan Lucas, Erika Nawases, Misha Arias, and Mutewa Titus. Those are the Namibian fighters that made it into the finals for the boxing. As I said, unfortunately, unable to get the gold there. And there was one fight in particular. I can't remember the boy's name now exactly. But, in the arena, there was a feeling that he was robbed of a gold medal. Not sure how the result went he was fighting a Zambian at the time. That was Titus Mutewa. he was the gentleman that really should have won a gold for Namibia at the boxing. But back to my point about it being the most emotion-invoking sport. First of all, I'll start with the fighters. Obviously, anyone that steps into a boxing ring or that participates in the sport of boxing, you need a tremendous amount of heart, a tremendous amount of self-confidence, and a tremendous amount of strength, obviously, as well. But when I have the privilege of being ringside when covering boxing, and to just see the look on the fighters, whether that's a boy or girl, there's a certain look that they all have that they step into the ring with, you know, trying to analyze their opponents, trying to calculate when to strike, when to weave, when to bob. It's quite fantastic to see. And then to see their coaches on the side also invoking tremendous amounts of emotion, shouting various instructions. Some of them you can see like moving in sync with their fighters, you know, as if they're the ones in the ring. And then obviously the crowd. There's no sport in my opinion. This is coming from a football fan. In Namibia, there's no sport that invokes emotion from the people in attendance like boxing. I saw it here now at the Region 5 Youth Games from the people in attendance. That was predominantly the youth. But also when you go over to the senior fights, you know, when, you know, Nesta and his fighters are fighting, whether that's at Country Club or wherever it is they're fighting, the crowd is just always so super engaged. And I think that's a trait of combat sports in general. You know, there's no real, quiet way to watch a combat sport. It is super engaging. Goes back to our times in other ancient civilizations when it was more of a blood sport. You know, when we were literally watching these people fight to the death. So if there's a quiet boxing crowd, it's more than likely the fighters aren't delivering what is to be required. But even then, the South Africans were there in numbers in the finals. And, from a Namibian perspective, I must say we have some talented fighters, female fighters as well, which I perhaps ignorantly didn't know that we had or didn't. I never came across, rather. So it was great to see the amount of Namibian women that were representing us in the boxing field and doing well, I might add. So I think we have a bright future in boxing, and I'm eager to see the next Namibian boxing champion. Perhaps it's going to be a woman. Never know. Our best performing sport at the games was that of swimming. The swimming team, Team Namibia in the pool, picked up 10 gold medals, 9 silver and 11 bronze. That's only behind South Africa, who managed to pick up 21 golds, 21 silvers and 7 bronze. Quite remarkable there, actually. But our swimming team, once again shining. Our young swimmers, as we've said on here before, our young swimmers are showing great potential in the pool. Now we just need to see them kick on, whether that's at your African Championships, that's your Youth Olympics, and hopefully in 2028. At the Los Angeles Olympics, we will see some Namibian swimmers in the pool. Now, let's go over back to the closing ceremony. to hear from our Minister of Sport. That is none other than Sanet Steenkamp, to hear what she had to say at the closing ceremony of the Region 5 Youth Games that Namibia, I would say, successfully hosted. But we are also, in a few moments after we hear from the minister, going to speak to one of the volunteers that we heard Dr. Hamutuma mention in his address. Be a local volunteer, but before we get to that, let's take a listen to Minister Sanet Steenkamp. Don't forget you can join in the conversation at any time by dialing 0832-88401, and that is 0832-88401.
Who will officiate the official closure of the Region 5 Youth Games in Windhoek?
Que vai apresentar a locução de encerramento dos Jogos da Região 5.
We remember that Her Excellency Dr. Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah opened the Region 5 Games.
Estão recordados que Sua Excelência Nandi-Ndaitwah, Presidente da República, fez a abertura dos Jogos da Região 5.
And this afternoon we are so delighted and indeed honored.
E esta tarde estamos regozijados e temos honra
to welcome Her Excellency Madame Lucia Witbooi.
Dar boas-vindas Sua Excelência Lucia Witbooi.
She joined us at the cultural event.
Ela esteve conosco no evento cultural.
And I believe, like us, she had a lot of fun.
E acredito porque foi lindo.
Her Excellency Lucia Witbooi.
Sua Excelência Lucia Witbooi.
Was a member of parliament from 2009.
Foi deputada desde 2009.
She served in the executive cabinet.
Ela prestou serviços no Conselho de Ministros.
Where she still continued to serve as our vice president.
E continua a ter esta função como vice-presidente, a mais alta função.
A teacher by profession, she taught for 29 years.
Ela é professora de profissão, ensinou durante 29 anos.
And today she continues to be a stalwart and a voice for the voiceless.
Ela continua a ser a porta-voz da voz daqueles que não têm voz.
Esteemed ladies and gentlemen, dear athletes.
Distintos e distintas senhoras e senhores.
I'm going to ask you to kindly pay close attention.
Eu peço-vos para prestarmos atenção.
Her Excellency will not come to this podium.
Sua Excelência não virá aqui neste pódio cá em frente.
She will remain at the stadium on top.
Ela vai permanecer lá no pódio do topo.
From where she will give her brief remarks.
Onde vai apresentar a sua alocução.
I now request you to kindly join me in giving her a round of applause.
Então, peço-vos uma salva de palmas.
And may we kindly rise to welcome her.
E levantemo-nos para dar essas boas-vindas.
Your Excellency,
Sua Excelência,
our Vice President, Madame Lucia Witbooi, we thank you for joining us.
Vice-Presidente, Excelência Lucia Witbooi, nós agradecemos por honrar este momento.
Okay, so actually, she was just introducing the vice president. My sources had told me otherwise. But we'll also briefly listen to what the vice president of Namibia had to say at the closing ceremony of the Region 5 Youth Games. The games, no, now that I'm looking back, our our members of the high office, whether that's our ministers, even our president, attended these games well. Particularly the president, who I was surprised to see at the opening ceremony, considering how cold it was there. She did speak at the opening ceremony. She was there for the duration of the opening ceremony, which was about 2 or so hours long, maybe 3 hours long. The ministers, deputy ministers, were always visible throughout the games, which was great to see as well. And overall, it was just great to see the unifying power of these Region 5 youth games. You know, Team Namibia came together. The people of Namibia came together, whether that was online or in person, to support the young athletes putting on, displaying their talents. And it was great to see the unity within the region is the point I would like to harp on. Something that we don't get to experience in our everyday life. You know, it's not every day that you get to interact with someone from Botswana. Not every day you get to interact with someone from Malawi, Mozambique, Angola. So the ones I enjoyed the most was Eswatini and Lesotho. Very, very interesting, vibrant, friendly people. So, not just on the field where we got to interact with these people, but off the field, which I think is the lasting legacy of such games. You know, obviously in the record books, your various records of who finished first, second, and third will be there forever, but I think the most important part is the stuff that happens off the field, behind the scenes, as we always say here on the Eagle Sports Zone. But on the other side of this, we'll continue with that and tune in with our guest. We'll be right back.
Unlock your future with Goldstone Software Engineering Institute. 2025 intake for June, July is open for certificate and diploma in information technology, software engineering, human resources management, business administration, and various short courses such as AutoCAD, computer literacy skills, A+, and PC technician, etc. Goldstone Software Engineering Institute's courses are fully accredited by NQA, and courses are very affordable. Goldstone Software Engineering, equipped with modern facilities, and courses are offered by qualified professionals. Funding is available from NSFAF and local banks. For entry requirements and to apply, go to our website www.goldstone.com.na or email admission@goldstone.com.na. For more information, call Aneria at 081-6576-365 or Aaron at 081-6354-851 or 061-234186.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. Before the commercial break, I was just talking about the unifying power or element of these Region 5 youth games. As I said, not every day you get to interact with our brothers and sisters from our neighboring countries, really, from our region. You know, after these games, I'm going to be a proud Region 5 citizen. Something that I never really thought of before, but after speaking to the CEO of the region last week on the episode, once again, if you weren't able to tune in for that, go onto the website, the Eagle FM website, www.eaglefm.com.na, or the Eagle FM mobile application, to go in the podcast section and listen to that interview. But we talk about how sports ignites national pride. Obviously, being Namibian, I was cheering on Team Namibia at all the different sporting codes. But truthfully speaking, even when Namibia wasn't participating, I was just happy to see African nations compete. Obviously, these are the young young athletes, but still, it's an international competition. Medals are at stake. Places in history books are at stake. So it was still, it still felt, I was still overcome with the emotion of pride just to be from the region, to be African one, but to be from region five in particular. It was great to see, you know, when you'd see, the likes of Malawi cheering each other on, when you'd see, you would just see people intermingling, really. It was great to see. You don't get to see stuff like that in your everyday life. And that is the power of sport, as we always say. Now, let's take a listen to what the vice president had to say at the closing ceremony of the Region 5 Youth Games. And then we will get in touch with our guest for today, who was one of the volunteers at the Region 5 Youth Games, a member of the youth as well. But before we get there, let's listen to the vice president.
Arts and culture, Honorable Agnes Chongarero. As we are closing, we have witnessed that for the past 2 weeks how youth excellence, sportsmanship, and great bonds of friendship took center stage.
Nós observamos neste momento grande empenho da juventude e no desporto durante estes dias.
Southern Africa has made an impact, created memories and shared unforgettable experiences.
A região austral da África criou memórias e experiências inesquecíveis.
Namibia hosted you all, with so much warmth, so much grace, and with the greatest honor and privilege.
A Namíbia teve uma grande honra e privilégio de acolher-vos e de acolher esses jovens.
As a collective, we owned the moment.
Como coletivo, nós vivemos e apoderamos-nos do momento.
We, the Region 5.
Nós, a Região 5.
Now, they are saying we politicians come very hard to a conclusion. Now, this is my conclusion. While we are looking forward to meet next year in Mozambique, I now duly declare the 11th edition of the Region 5 Games in Windhoek, Namibia, officially closed. And I thank you. Obrigado.
Obrigado, Vice President. Officially closing the Region 5 Youth Games. And if I didn't mention it already, the next edition of the Games will be in Mozambique, which is where this edition of the Games was actually supposed to take place. But as we know, there was some civil unrest in Mozambique that prevented this. But they will now get their chance to do so in 2020. It will be 2026. Seeing that the Region 5 Youth Games take place every 2 years, and these were originally supposed to take place in 2024. That's why on the logo you see it says 2024 and not 2025. Do remember, if you'd like to join the conversation at any time, you can join in by dialing 0832-888-401. That's 0832-888-401. Now, before we get into our guest, I just want us to listen to one more thing. This is about South Africa, that puts into context about their sports performance. Now, what we're about to hear is not the sole reason for their performance, and I'll say why after this brief, less than a minute long, clip I want to play for you guys. But it definitely is a contributing factor. Let's take a quick listen to this.
These are the top 10 most played sports in South Africa. These are the top 10 most played sports in South Africa. At number 10, we have tennis with an estimated 60,000 players. At number 9, we have swimming with an estimated 80,000 players. At number 8, we have hockey and field hockey with an estimated 90,000 players. At number 7, we have basketball with an estimated 100,000 players. At number 6, we have golf with an estimated 139,000 players. And at number 5, we have athletics, which is track and field, with an estimated 400,000 players. At number 4, we have netball, with an estimated 500,000 players. At number 3, we have rugby union, with an estimated 651,000 players. At number 2, we have cricket, with an estimated 1 million players. And then obviously, at number 2, we have soccer or football, with an estimated 1.47 million players.
Now, as we heard that almost half of Namibia's population plays, is the amount of people that play, that just play football in South Africa. You know, there's more people play netball and rugby. And I believe the other one was athletics than there are people invented in South Africa. So I say that not to say that they're so good because they have so many people, because if that were the case, you know, countries like Nigeria, all those West African countries, or any other country in Africa, really, that's not as sparsely populated as Namibia, would be a sporting powerhouse the same way South Africa is. But that's not the case. But the population definitely does play a factor, and it is a testament, once again, to their strategy, their investment, their planning, that they can, that they're able to mobilize what is necessary to, one, have that many people play these sports, and two, be able to identify the elite talents that play said sports. So that was just a bit of context I wanted to give. And after we hear from our resident uncle, that is Jimmy Cliff, we will get in touch with our guest for tonight and wrap up our Region 5 talk on the other side of this.
Yeah.
Okay, welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. We are now joined by our special guest, that is Veronica, who is one of the Region 5 Youth Games volunteers. Veronica, how are you doing this evening?
I'm okay, how are you? Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. So let's start with exactly what were you doing as a volunteer at the Region 5 Youth Games?
So at Region 5 Youth Games, I fell under the cluster's accreditation.
Okay.
So basically, we're the ones who were working on the cars that everybody else was putting on. Yeah, it was a very good experience, I would say.
Okay. Just for the listeners, since I was a member of the media at the games, so it's more than likely that my accreditation that I received went through the able hands of Veronica that is joining us today. So, briefly explain to the listeners what is an accreditation, and especially when it comes to an international tournament like this, how important is an accreditation, and why does there need to be a whole accreditation center?
Okay, so accreditation is basically there to ensure proper identification and also access control, just to make sure the right people go away.
Mm-hmm.
So we had different colors for athletes, for volunteers, for delegates, for dignitaries, for media, transport. We all had different colors and different access controls. For example, looking at my card here, I fell under accreditation. My pass only says 5, which is basically administration. So I could only be allowed to go to administration centers. And for some volunteers, they fell under 1, which is competition venue. Then it's like that. It was basically to ensure control. Yes.
Yeah. And for the context for the listeners, about how many accreditations do you think had to be made for these games?
Quite a lot. I would say over 2,000, definitely. I think there are only 2,000, about 2,000 athletes.
Mm-hmm.
So dignitaries and delegates, they went probably 4,000, 3,000, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, how has your experience been overall as a volunteer for the Region 5 Youth Games, and especially considering since you yourself are obviously a member of the youth as well? How has this experience been for you?
Good experience, because I played in the Region 5 Youth Games in 2018.
Ah.
Yes.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Really? Yeah. So I actually never knew this, what actually happens behind, we only see the hardware of sports, not the software. So it was very interesting. And me working in the accreditation cluster, it was very interesting to watch, because during my games, my years in the national team, I always get my card, my accreditation card, and I couldn't be allowed to go anywhere, and I always get angry.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I'm working here, it's I see why this and that happened.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually very interesting, from playing in the youth games to actually working here or volunteering here. It was a very beautiful experience, honestly.
Yeah, so you're actually one of the few people who have the first-hand experience of both sides, both on the field and behind the scenes. So which one would you say? Okay, first, which one did you enjoy more, and which one would you say is more was more difficult?
Definitely, I enjoyed being a player, because you're just an athlete. All you care about is just playing. Where's your next game? Where's your bus? That's it.
Yeah.
You're just there, relaxing, but working is a bit more intense, I would say. Yeah, I never knew this, what actually happened behind closed doors when I was just a player.
Yeah.
And I always complained about my accreditation card, what, but now that I'm here, I'm like, okay, this is interesting, but being a player was way better. Yeah, very relaxed. Only care about the session next week.
Yeah. Now, what would you say have been some of your biggest lessons now being on the other side, the non-athlete side of the Region 5 games?
Oh, what could be my biggest lesson? I don't know. I don't know. Maybe accountability, patience, I will say. Accountability and patience, to also give people benefits of the doubt, credit, because when I always lost my card, like, for example, in my case, I always, I'll be mad at people working there, what, but now that I'm working here, I learned a lot of patience because I can see what happens behind closed doors, and I learned to give people their flowers. People we don't see working are the ones who are actually doing the work.
Mm-hmm. And how big approximately was the cohort or the team you were working in?
We're just 22.
And was that all Namibians only?
Yes.
Okay, so did you during these games, did you have an opportunity to interact with people from the other countries?
Yes, for me, accreditation, I was in charge of Botswana.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I interacted with a lot of people, also from other different countries, which was very beautiful to see, honestly. More people who are also very experienced in the sport, so that's nice.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of the games overall, what has been your favorite moment from these games? Maybe a particular sport, a particular moment, anything.
I'm a volleyball player. I'm a volleyball player.
Yeah.
So it was very beautiful to see my boys, like beach volleyball, come in second.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was a very big achievement for Namibian volleyball because it was like one of the greatest moments, I would say, in all these Region 5 youth games that we have participated. So it showed that we are very, we've been preparing, and the sport is growing.
Mm-hmm.
And also on the medal table, Namibia is actually really doing well overall, but I'm mostly proud of my sport, volleyball. Yeah, they did really good.
So, in 2018, you played volleyball also, I'm assuming?
Yes, I did.
The indoor or beach volleyball?
Indoor. We didn't have beach volleyball that year.
Ah, okay. I see. My other question that I had for you is, in terms of Namibia hosting the games, how, in your view, as a volunteer, obviously you had a bit of an inside view of things compared to the rest of us who were looking from the outside. How would you say Namibia did in terms of hosting the games?
Okay, we did good, but we have a few areas we obviously have to improve on.
Mm-hmm.
It was not the biggest event we've hosted, so I give flowers where they are due. We did our best, but I'm sure next time when we will host again, we'll do way better in terms of planning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lastly, so as accreditation, let's say maybe day two of the games are here, did you still have things to do in terms of accreditation, or did everyone receive their accreditations by then?
Oh no, we still had a few things to do,
mm-hmm.
definitely, for day two. Maybe day one, we still had a few things to do. But by day two, day three, everything was all sorted and everything was relaxed.
Okay.
All
right. Veronica, is there anything else you would like to share regarding the Region 5 Youth Games with the listeners before I let you go this evening?
Okay, so as someone who has played in these games before, I would say this was a very beautiful experience. I'm grateful for being given this opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes majoring in sports management, this was something very big. I see myself working here, improving where improvement is needed. And maybe next time I would advise more younger people as well to volunteer. I saw there were a lot, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so glad there were a lot of young people who volunteered before this big project. So, yeah, it was a beautiful experience, and I'm grateful.
Okay, sorry, before I let you go again, I forgot that you are actually a sport management student.
Yes.
So talk to us about how this experience aided in your education into becoming a sport management graduate.
So it basically, just made it better. I would say, I've never really had a job like that, like a real job. That was like a job to me.
Mm-hmm.
And, being in such an environment where we only just spoke about sports, big sports, all about sports, it actually made me be more passionate about my course. And I feel like I am where I belong.
Mm-hmm.
And being around, especially when other countries came in, and being around people who have masters in sports management, sports science, it was very
It's very inspiring to see. And I'm like, you know what? I'm in the right space.
Yeah.
At the right place, definitely.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, okay, in terms of attendance, how do you think the attendance was at the games? Because we've had a few people, you know, say some things about the attendance, but I would like to hear from you. What are your thoughts on the attendance?
Okay, so basically, I wasn't really at the games. You know, I was at the accreditation center.
Mm-hmm.
Based on what I saw, attendance was okay, I would say. It could be better, but it was okay. Some days, depending on which countries were playing, it was okay.
Personally speaking, I can say that netball was very well attended. Volleyball was always well attended.
Yeah.
Football, certain games were well attended as well. So overall, I think it was a positive.
Yeah, it definitely was.
All right, Veronica, thank you very much for joining us. And I hope the listeners gain some value from hearing from a Region 5, both a participant and a member of the volunteers. So, have a great evening, Veronica, and thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Bye.
That was Veronica, who volunteered in the accreditation center for the Region 5 Youth Games. I didn't know that she participated in the games as well. So she's an example of what sport in the region can do. This is a young woman. As she said, competed in the 2018 games in Botswana in volleyball, is now working towards her sports management degree. And this year is worked in the behind the scenes for this year's games. As I said, me, a member of the media, I needed an accreditation to go everywhere to see take all the pictures, all the videos, all the interviews that you guys see on our social media pages. Without that accreditation, without the work of the likes of Veronica, I wouldn't have been able to do that. And so this is what we like to talk about on the Eagle Sports Zone. The little details that the average person doesn't think about when it comes to sports. Of course, as she said, she had a whole team of about 22 people, I believe she said. All Namibians. All, I would assume, young Namibians. Gaining valuable experience. So, great to hear her contribution there. If you'd like to chime in yourselves, listening at home, the number in the studio is 083-288-4001. Getting into some of the individual awards for select sports. On the football side of things, in the boys section, as we said, South Africa did win it, but they also won the Fair Play Award. Top goal scorer went to Malawi's Mwisho Mahango. And best goalkeeper went to South Africa's goalkeeper, Soletu Radebe. Play of the tournament went to Malawi's Mwisho Mahango. And so Malawi took me by surprise this tournament. It was very good to see. Truthfully speaking, I had not encountered Malawi anything really prior to these Region 5 games. And let me be even more honest. Before this year's edition of the Region 5 youth games, I don't recall the Region 5 youth games really. I mean, in 2018, I was already out of school at that time. 2016 is the year that I finished school. And so the years, let's say 2010 to 2016, the Region 5 youth games is something I never really consumed, never really heard about like that. But I'm grateful to have experienced the one this year. As I said, all the things that I learned, all the things that I've seen at these games was fantastic to see. And I'm eager for the next edition, which is going to be in Mozambique. So, hopefully Eagle FM will send me there also. We'll be able to bring you more great visuals from the athletes in the great region that is Region 5. And I must echo, you see, now that I found this new pride of being a Region 5 member, Region 5 citizen, you know, born and raised in Region 5, I have a certain allegiance now to Region 5 that I didn't have before these games, truthfully speaking. So all the other regions, also as the CEO alluded to in our interview last week, we actually have it good here in this Region 5 compared to all the other regions in terms of now, you know, your governance, especially on the infrastructure side. I think this region, Region 5 in particular, barring, you know, a few pockets on the continent that are doing well infrastructure wise as well. But as a region as a whole, in terms of governance, infrastructure, I'm inclined to say we're the best. Now, next week's edition, I'm hoping to interview some of the contacts, some of the continental contacts that I've made over the past few days to, again, get their experience, in particular Malawi. I'm very, very, very keen on hearing about Malawi. Like I said, I'm just very interested. I'm very intrigued. Continuing with the individual awards on the girls' side, Namibia won the Fair Play Award. The top goal scorer was shared between Zambia's Ruth Mukoma and Bwayala Chelise. They both scored 6 goals. Golden Glove also went to Zambia. Actually did a clean sweep. Golden Glove went to Zambia, and the player of the tournament went to Zambia's Salia Mwanza. Player of the tournament there. Some of the awards that were given out at the closing ceremony, excuse me. Was Angola, who received the prize for the best cultural performance. Zimbabwe took home the best cultural stand. Okay, those were the two additional awards that they gave out at the closing ceremony. But like I said, maybe they did and I missed it, but Malawi needed to get some kind of award. I'm sorry. What Malawi did over these past few days would never be forgotten here on the Eagle Sports Zone. On the other side of this, we'll round off the conversation. Don't forget, tomorrow is Monday. If you haven't already, subscribe to The Villager. That is 081-200-4144. Send us a WhatsApp message. Save that number, which is 081-200-4144. Save that number as a contact. Send us a WhatsApp message that you want to subscribe. Include your email if you want to receive it as an email. And stay tuned, as we'll be right back after these melodies from none other than the Godfather himself, Mr. Bob Amarley.
seated in Mount Zion. He rules all creation. Yeah, we're charming.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. Eagle FM, good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, what would you like to share with us this evening?
I would like to appreciate the safeguarding officers at the Region 5 team.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, as someone who participated in them, I don't think I don't know if they existed back then or maybe because we're just not aware of that.
Yeah.
But these games, the safeguarding officers were hands-on, making sure, because we are dealing with minors,
mm-hmm.
children, making sure they are safe, free from harassment, abuse, exploitation, everything. And they were so hands-on. And that's something I have to give credit to because, wow, it was very beautiful to watch. Honestly, any small mistake, any suspicious behavior, it has to be reported. And I believe safeguarding officers should be at every sporting event, whether big or small, because it's honestly needed, especially in the life of a girl child.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking from experience, as a, you know, as an athlete, you know, we experience such, you know, such inappropriate situations. And I don't think we had them back then, but I'm glad we have them now.
Yeah.
Appreciate them so much, yeah.
Veronica, on the other side of this commercial break, I would just like to continue the safeguarding officer conversation. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Get all your essential products for just $99 Namibian at USAVE. 1 kilogram each of Rice King rice, Top Score or Bokomo Super Maize meal, Sugar King white or brown sugar, 500 grams Pasta Polana or Pasta King, and 750 milliliters Right Brand sunflower seed oil. All 5 products for only $99. You save. I save. Yes, we all save at You Save.
From sunrise to supper time, Namib Mills is there, feeding the nation with care, quality and heart.
We believe food is more than nourishment. It's dignity. It's hope. It's the start of a better tomorrow.
Through sustainable production processes, job creation and affordable, nutritious food, Namib Mills is driving economic growth one plate at a time. Because when we say feeding the nation,
we mean uplifting lives,
empowering communities and building a future where no one is left behind.
Namib Mills, proudly Namibian,
passionately feeding the nation.
Namib Mills, feeding the nation.
All right, welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. Veronica, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, so you were discussing the importance of the safeguarding officers. I mean, it's kind of self-explanatory, but explain to the listeners a little bit about exactly what is a safeguarding officer and what do they do?
Safeguarding officers basically ensure that all participants are safe in the event. They mostly focus on young athletes.
Mm-hmm.
Although also young athletes and also disadvantaged people, like people who live with disabilities,
mm-hmm.
and also protecting adults as well.
Mm-hmm.
So for the Region 5 Youth Games, we had a safeguarding exam mandatory for all of us. We had to write that.
For all our volunteers?
All volunteers and delegates.
Okay.
Yes, we had to write that exam.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you pass and also provide your code of conduct, which was really well planned, because we didn't want wrong people dealing with a lot of, you know, minors. And you know, minors are a bit, they're not a bit, but they are very disadvantaged.
Yeah.
So I will say the safeguarding offices, or they even had stalls, like at every game competition venue.
Mm-hmm.
Studying officers had a stall, even at the dining hall.
Yeah, I remember seeing that.
Yeah, it was very nice to watch. And I will say safeguarding should be practiced at all sporting events, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
It was very beautiful to watch, you know, athletes could be free, you know. It was nice.
Yeah.
Like that, I have to give them their flowers, definitely. And they were hands-on.
Mm-hmm.
Any small thing, they will always react very fast.
So yeah. Yeah, most definitely. And as you said, it's even more important with the fact that we're dealing with minors here, of course.
Yeah.
And, I don't know if you would be able to answer this, but as a Namibian athlete yourself, should I say former or current athlete?
I'm still playing.
As a current Namibian athlete, do we have safeguarding officers in our local sports? Like for volleyball, example, do you guys have a safeguarding officer?
No, we don't.
So that's definitely something that the commission or the ministry needs to look at for the sports.
Yes, definitely it needs to. It's a must. Actually, it's a need.
Yeah,
because you go through all these things and you really have no one to report to.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes the people who you want to report to are the people who are doing, you know, the things to you.
Yeah,
so definitely it's something to be a must in every sporting event, big or small.
Yeah, especially of the school events, like school sports.
Yeah, definitely, like the school leagues, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Because we go through all this silently, you know. Sometimes the kid will end up like losing interest in the sport, and you don't really know what actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
But with safeguarding officers around, you know, they don't tolerate those things. Any small mistake, you're out.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yes.
Is there anything else you'd like to share with us this evening before I let you go for a second time?
I think I'm good now. I just forgot about them, but thank you so much for having me again.
No problem. Thank you very much for joining us and giving us your valuable insight.
Yeah, fine. Thank you.
Have a good evening. Yes, there was Veronica coming back, speaking to us about the safeguarding officers. Safeguarding officers, by the way, is something I first encountered at the African Schools Championship that we hosted last year in October, I believe that was, in Walvis Bay for the CAF African Schools Championship. That's where the first, my first interaction, even my first time learning about a safeguarding officer was at these games. And so it's quite an important thing to have, obviously, of course, especially like Veronica said, dealing with minors. I mean, at the Region 5 Youth Games, for example, even just sometimes to try and interview the athletes, which is understandable, seeing that they're minors, there would always be a safeguarding officer to make sure that, you know, you're not asking the wrong questions, you're not, you know, sometimes in media, us people in the media can be very dangerous. So the safeguarding officer was just making sure that everything is fine, you're asking the appropriate questions, you're not leading the conversation in a particular way or anything like that. Making sure you're interviewing them at appropriate times in appropriate areas as well. You know, for some of these sports, the changing rooms were meters away from where the competition was taking place. And so, as I said, in the situation of minors, you want them to be protected at all levels and at all times when it comes to situations like this. You never know who's in attendance at these games, unfortunately. And that is where people like Veronica come into play to make sure that those that need to have an accreditation to go into certain areas have their accreditation through them. They will know that if you apply through the appropriate channels and so on, and if you're a legitimate person, you know, a member of the public couldn't just apply and say, I want an accreditation because I have an iPhone, I want to take pictures. It's not how it works. So on that front, in terms of keeping athletes safe, making sure the games are secure, there's been no negative news about the Region 5 Youth Games and Namibia's hosting of the Region 5 Youth Games yet, at least. I'm sure, our other media colleagues will find something negative to report about. But as far as I'm concerned, nothing negative to report on as of yet regarding the Region 5 Youth Games. So I think as a whole, Namibia can give itself a round of applause. This is not a negative. This is just observation. But even within this observation, there's two sides to it, really. Because as I asked Veronica about the attendance, I can honestly say that at the showgrounds, this is now where your volleyball, indoor volleyball, basketball, and netball took place. Those were fantastically attended. Now, it also could be because it was in such an intimate setting. Everything was so close together that no matter how many people were in there, it always looks like it's well attended. But truthfully speaking, especially the finals, those were greatly attended. I mean, the stands were full, couldn't find an empty seat, could barely find a place to stand, really. If it wasn't for my accreditation, probably wouldn't have been able to even see what was going on the courts. Football side of things, those were decently attended as well. Athletics, I can't speak on athletics because I wasn't in SwaCop. Can't speak on swimming as well. But the other sports, fairly, I would say decently attended. Would have liked to see more, I saw a lot of parents. Would have liked to see a lot more members of the youth, but again, considering it is school holiday, so maybe that was a challenge. But for those that did attend, I did see a lot of members of the youth. I mean, you could hear it in the stands when something would happen. A lot of youthful screams. So all in all, I think Namibia hosting the Region 5 Youth Games was a success. Over on to our brothers and sisters over in Mozambique. Mozambique is a country I know a little bit about. More in a tourist sense. But Mozambique actually hosted the very first Region 5 Youth Games back in 2004. It was Mozambique. And then we hosted the ones. So actually Namibia and Mozambique, when it comes to the Region 5 Youth Games, there's an unspoken relationship there. They hosted the first one, then we hosted the second one. They were supposed to host these games that just happened now in Windhoek. Then we decided to step up and now they're hosting the next one. So Namibia and Mozambique, Region 5 wise, always interlinked. And for those that don't know, the Region 5 Youth Games, it gets rotated between the 10 member states. So every 2 years, it'll be hosted by a different country. And we're the first ones to have hosted it twice. So each member nation has each member nation except Lesotho, actually, has hosted it at least once. So maybe Lesotho's time is still coming. I would intuitively, I would think it's probably more of a infrastructure issue there in terms of why they haven't hosted it. But the others, Mozambique, Namibia, South Africa, Swaziland, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Angola, Botswana, they've hosted it. Malawi, okay, hasn't hosted it either. So maybe their time will come as well. The closing minutes, if you'd like to chime in, the number in the studio is 0832-888-401. That's 0832-888-401. If you'd like to close off what we had at the Region 5 Youth Games, the medal tally is not up to date yet, but the most recent tally, which is as of 1 second here. The most recent tally that we've received from the games, we have, even just looking at this is quite remarkable. South Africa with 63 gold medals, 45 silver, and 32 bronze. Zimbabwe in second place, 21 gold medals, 27 silver medals, 38 bronze. Then the land of the brave, Namibia, 20 gold medals, 40 silver medals, 32 bronze medals, followed by Botswana with 19 golds, 16 silver, and 25 bronze. And then in fifth place, our favorite country, Angola, 17 golds, 11 silver, and 14 bronze. That is the top five. Malawi finished, or according to this table from yesterday, 7th, 6 golds, 10 silver, 11 bronze. So all 10 countries actually did pick up medals. There's no country that put up zeros across the board. Lesotho is another country that I've kind of taken a liking to since I've had the opportunity to do a few continental tournaments. Lesotho and Eswatini. Those are my new favorite countries. Lesotho, Eswatini, and Malawi, you have gained a supporter in me. On the other side of this commercial break, we will wrap up and get ready for the new week. We will be right back.
Get ready to embrace a world of possibilities at the University of Namibia with a community of ambitious students, researchers and innovators. Shape your future with a wide range of programs in agriculture, engineering, natural sciences, commerce and management, law, education, human sciences, health sciences or veterinary medicine. Apply online at unam.edu.na. UNAM, open your mind.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. And that was our show for this evening. We will be back next week, same time, same place, on your number one talk radio station. Don't forget, tomorrow is Monday, which means that the Villager e-paper will be published. And if you haven't subscribed yet, send a WhatsApp message to 081-200-4144. That's 081-200-4144. Thank you for tuning in. We will be back next week. I am your host, Henda. As per usual, stay tuned to our social media pages to stay up to date with all things sports, not only locally, but internationally as well. And speaking of internationally, let's see if the Wimbledon is complete. Oh, they are now in a fourth set, actually. Carlos Alcaraz looking to defend his title against Jannik Sinner. Alcaraz took the first set 6-4, followed by Sinner taking the next two sets 6-4, 6-4, and he is now leading 3-2 in the fourth set. Eagle FM, good evening.
Oh, sorry, man. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
What's your name again? What?
Hende, Hende.
Hende. Good. Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
We thank God. I've been listening to you, even though I don't call sometimes, but I'm hearing how you are giving us some sports news.
Yeah, thank you for listening.
In
thank you for listening.
I hear you copying in some interviews during those other people's program, actually.
Yeah. I try to update every day.
Yeah, I do hear your name, your voice there, how you are updating, actually. Very crucial and it's important.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, our population, I think, is robbing us a bit that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
But it does not matter. Still, we can still push ahead and make sure that where there are people and all these things. Because sometimes if the facilities are not there,
mm-hmm.
we also find it difficult to have people moving in that area.
Yeah.
So, for example, now the like Kitman's and all these Karas, Kitman's and Karas, you know, what is it?
Yeah.
So, those area where this Nakdal Dam or Marinda and all these areas.
Yes.
So, those are very huge and big development projects that are coming.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, I was hearing from the former Minister of Agriculture how he's talking about the kind of the population, the people that are expected to be in those areas.
Yes.
Because of the job opportunity, employment opportunity, and things like that. And obviously, those people, they'll be living there.
Mm-hmm.
So they are Namibian, they can live wherever they want. So now, if you can now say, if you are focusing on those areas and you know people are coming by prediction, and you know the social amenities and all these other things and so sports. Because many a times when you see people moving in that area,
mm-hmm.
they usually find sports field.
Yeah.
You know, the people in community like Havana and all these former settlements, they were always, because I've been living in former settlement,
mm-hmm.
they are always small kind of, you know, sports. People create their own things. When the development comes, what they do, they dismantle all those things. And they leave no space for the children to play. They leave no space at all. Say, for example, in Havana or Korean Hub, apart from this other field there where people are playing,
yeah.
where else? The whole of Korean Hub and Havana and all these things, where else do you think the children can play? And we want to identify the potential and the talent. So now, if the sport is the creation of employment,
mm-hmm.
and Nigeria, they have a big population, but it's, I don't know whether it's the fourth or third, or second actually. First is DRC and second in terms of poverty.
Mm-hmm.
So the more population you have, they, of course, they contribute to the development, economic development of the country.
Yeah.
But a more social problem will come again because the unemployment and all these other things. For us, small employment population, let's capitalize on those things where we think they can give more, the small population can give more, maximum, their effort and things like that to benefit the, you know. So then let's do that. I understand it's true, through the economic terms and things like that. But with small population is a problem.
Yeah.
But it does not mean that we should not develop our facilities.
Exactly.
So thank you very much for the, what, under, what? Remember, there was a time I was complaining about how, you know, some of this coach, for example.
Yeah.
If you have a coach in Osana, and there are different crabs there.
Yeah.
And the coach whose crabs, say, for example, produce those who have participated now, who have competed in this tournament that was there.
Mm-hmm.
And you leave the coach behind. You remember they used, in the past, they used to do that. So bring the coach who has developed those things, and many a times, they are, what is it, their intellectual property and all these things, they are not recognized. They are just not there.
Mm.
But I think this time around, they brought them in, and we are happy. So let's develop sport and make sure that we instill the spirit of loving sport in the life of the young ones, especially in the rural area.
Yeah.
Where the facilities are not there. And we need to make sure that working with the government, make sure you bring in the facilities. All those schools in the rural area, there must be a sports field of all clubs that can accommodate clubs of all kinds of sports. It's possible. Thank you very much, man.
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless.
Have a good evening. Yes, there was Ikola giving their contribution, valuable contributions as always. As I said, we'll be back next week, same time, same place here on the Eagle Sports Zone.
You're the person that God must have put here.